All right. Well, you're in store for something very good. You have two of the most amazing business builders for Market America and Unfranchising. And tonight, they have agreed to share with you information on how they've successfully created, through retail sales, plenty of cash flow to operate their business. And it's so important that we realize as business owners that if you don't have cash flow, all right, then you're not going to be in business. And the number one reason that people drop out of this business of Market America is because they can't generate or won't generate cash flow. All cash flow is generated through the sale or distribution of a product or service that we offer. Building through your commission checks take a bit more time, and you've got to understand that, and you're paving your way when you start through effective retailing. Thus, tonight, we're going to focus on retailing, but as it pertains both face-to-face and leveraging your web portal. I want you to pay very close attention because both of these gentlemen are expert in what they do. Why do I know that? I've watched numbers. I've watched their success over the past 10 years. They have consistently grown, and their organizations have consistently grown. So our first speaker is from Long Island, New York. He is an executive field vice president. I like to call him a superhero only because he's proficient in any direction that he goes because he focuses. You know, he and his wife have worked many years to get to the level that they were, but most important, he changed his career when he realized there needed to be more in life than exchanging time for money. Please help me welcome Mr. Phil Guido.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you. So I've been with Market America for about 16 years now. I've always taken the retail aspect of the business seriously. I came from an environment where I was a retail store owner for 19 years, a pharmacy. So when I got started with Market America, it was very hard for me to wrap my brain around the concept of a lot of people doing a little bit. I always tried to keep building it, even though that wasn't the traditional model. How many people in this room have been with Market America less than 6 months? So quite a few. And how many have been to at least three basic five trainings in this room? Okay. So I'm going to go through a bunch of slides really quick, and then I'm going to bring Paul up. There's a lot of information. We're going to race through it. A lot of it is basics. A lot of it is stuff that you see at basic fives. And then we threw in some of the material on what we personally have done to build our retail sales. So let's go to the slides and see what we have. It starts right here. Can we drag that little gizmo on the top there? You can drag that off to the side of the screen. Just click on it and drag it off. Why retail in the first place? I mean, common sense tells you that if you build a retail part of your business, you're going to build more cash flow, and you're going to be able to offset your startup expenses. You had to pay $129.95 to get started. You have a $20 a month franchise fee. You have three required trainings, and there's always the next big event on the horizon. There are expenses here. It is a business. And if you have cash flow from the retail trade, it offsets those expenses. And if you build that and duplicate that into your group, then as you build your team, there's no excuses for not getting to the training. Covers your overhead expenses. But the real reason why I latched on to retailing from an early age in my Market America business was the provision we have in our business plan that allows you to assign the credit for your sales deep into your organizational legs to the personally sponsored distributors of yours to help them get paid bigger, faster checks, and then have that BV count for everybody in between them and you all the way up without diluting in value. I believe that is the single most motivational part of Market America's business plan. More motivational than re-entry and everything else. The ability for you. I've been here for 16 years as a distributor. I sponsor a new distributor tomorrow. I can go 16 years down and give that new distributor credit for my sale. I place the order. I pay for the order. It's shipped to me to give to my customers, but I tell Market America, give credit for this order to my brand new distributor, and I can split it even and put it half on the left, half on the right. There's a statement on this that says it puts a muzzle on their negative friends, family, and coworkers. When you can sponsor in a new distributor and accelerate the rate at which they get those first few checks, especially those critically important first few checks, and their negative friends, family, and coworkers are on them. You know what I'm talking about, the dream stealers. I can't believe you're doing one of these things. And all of a sudden, they start producing a check or two or three that you help push through. It really does shut them up real quick. All right? So that's another big part of it. And, of course, if you listened at all to Arlene Lowy today and to others throughout the weekend, you know that retailing will help open all kinds of doors to you to potential business partners. In fact, I don't know what the official number is, but I would guess if you took Market America's top 100 income earners and polled them, I would bet that approximately 50% of them would say they were introduced to a product first and the business opportunity later. So it opens those kind of doors as well. Now, so we want to build retail. We have a reason for building retail. Where do we start? You have to be a product of the product. You have to use it if you're going to share it. We say share the products, right? Nobody wants to be sold, but everybody wants to get in on a good thing. So we say use and share. Well, if you don't use the products, you can't share the products. And the only thing left to do is to sell the products. And most people who don't have formal sales training, who try to go out and sell products, all they do is run into a brick wall because nobody wants to be sold. And they can read you like a book. You can't fake it here either. If you're not using the products and you don't believe in the products, ain't nobody going to buy them from you either. So you have to use the products and share the products. And you have to have a retail mindset. You have to always be thinking retail. Every conversation you have, you need to be listening and thinking, what products do I have that might benefit this person? So use and share. Once you've decided that you're going to be a product of the product, I believe it pays to focus and specialize. I see it all the time. Maybe that's one of the hardest things about Market America today compared to when I started in 1994. In 1994, we really had like one or two products. So everybody sold the same one or two products. Today, there's so many choices. It's all over the map, and they're all such great products, and it's so tempting to want to handle all of them. Everything in due time. Rome wasn't built in a day. Start with something that you can get good at. I like the health and nutrition products. I came from a pharmacy background. It's a good fit for me. That's where I have focused all these years to this day. And now I have, that's my major. And then I have a minor with the web centers and the website sales and things like that. So I'll sell a website occasionally. Once you decide which product or products or store of products you're going to specialize in, you need to learn as much as you can about those products. But it's a process. It takes time. We see Dr. Mason up on the stage. We call her Dr. Dictionary. She's got so much information in her brain. You can't get that overnight or over the next few weeks or a few months. She's a career medical doctor. It took her many years to get that knowledge in her brain. So it comes in time. To start out, you want to think about going to the product symposium. You want to go to the GPTs. You don't have GPTs, general product trainings, in your area? Go to the meeting coordinators in your area and ask them to schedule some GPTs. Bring some trainers in. Read the information. Listen to the audios. Watch the DVDs. The most important thing to learn, first and foremost, are the benefits and features of the products. That bullet list supports healthy blood pressure, supports healthy cholesterol. Not necessarily the science. Maybe later, for now, to start with the features and benefits. You want to learn to ask questions and tell stories. Ask questions and tell stories. We call it retelling, not retailing. Look, I believe that selling is an emotional decision, buying and selling. And the logic is not going to create sales for you in most cases. You could become an expert at OPC3. You could read all the scientific literature. And you could sit down with somebody tomorrow and start talking to them about negatively charged spinning electrons moving in opposite directions and how the cell loses one of those electrons, so it starts searching for another one, and this causes a chain reaction among all these cells. And you could know everything about free radicals and how OPCs, you know, support free radical damage and all this other stuff. And the bottom line is, first of all, I believe that person who you've been going to work with the last 10 years, is sitting there looking at you right now thinking, my goodness, when did he die and come back to life as a biochemist? Are you kidding me? That's number one. And number two is, the bottom line is, 10 minutes later, he can't remember half or maybe 10% of what you were just talking about. It's all complicated science, and it's a big blur. But what he will remember and what he will tell everybody back at the office when he comes back from lunch is the story you told him about your uncle who's been walking with a cane in pain for the last 5 years, who's been drinking OPC and taking omega-3s and taking some glucosetrin, and now he's playing 2 rounds of golf and carrying his bag. They'll remember that. The stories are very powerful. So you have to learn stories. And I believe the most powerful stories are the first-person testimonials, your personal story. Those are the most powerful. So you have to have a story. You need to use the products to develop your own story. The second most powerful stories are the stories of people who you know and care about, people in your own world, and the benefits they've gotten on the products. And I believe a distant third are stories about something you heard somewhere at a meeting or read in a magazine somewhere about some guy who took something and this happened. I don't believe most people believe those. They believe the more powerful stories of you and the people you know. So buying and selling is an emotional decision. How many women in here have more than one pair of shoes? Anybody? No, really? So surprising. Why is that? You only need one, but you have the red shoes that go with this outfit and the low heels with this outfit and this shoes with... It's emotional. And you guys, you know, your car that you're driving, you can tell me you bought that car because of the warranty and the mileage and the this and the that. The bottom line is, in the end, you saw yourself looking good driving down the road in your hometown in that midnight blue with the charcoal gray interior and the roof down or whatever. It's an emotional decision. And all buying and selling is like that. And the emotion is in the stories. Learn to paint the picture of how it can be. Now, you have a product, you're specializing, you're developing stories, you're racking them up in your brain, write them down, whatever you have to do. Now we want to learn the portal. The portal is the tool in 2010 with Market America in terms of retailing. And you need to learn it. You need to get on there. You need to click the button. We just rearranged it, right? I mean, even I'm confused right now. It'll take me a week or two to get used to all the new changes. But I'll be spending a lot of time on it. You need to know it like the back of your hand. Because your job is, as a customer manager, to help that customer find what they want. JR says it all the time. We're like Amazon.com, but with people power, because we have people behind our websites. But it doesn't do any good to have a person behind the website who can't help the customer. So common sense says you need to learn the portal. Get on there. Click around. Understand where to find things, how they work. You can have carings. Explore. Sometimes you sit around clicking on this and you find all kinds of things you didn't even know were there, things you can do. So you need to learn the portal. Now that we're getting to the meat of it, now we have a retail mindset. We're getting good at telling stories, creating emotion, getting people's wheels turning. We have a product line or a couple of products or a product that we're going to specialize in. We've learned the benefits and features. Now we want to start to drive traffic to our portal. How do you start driving traffic to the portal? The first place to start is word of mouth. Word of mouth, most powerful form of advertising there is. Market America went from zero to $300 million a year in sales without spending a dime on advertising, without spending any effort whatsoever on the internet. It all happened because the distributors spread the word of mouth. And this is where it starts with your portal. You need to talk to everyone about your portal, but much more important than talking is showing. So anytime you have the opportunity, whether you're in the coffee shop, in a hotel, in your home, in their home, you have your fancy phone with you, showing them the portal is a whole lot more powerful than just talking about the portal. Look at this. This guy's using the portal as a chick magnet, okay? Come up with some... But you... Look, if you know people who are into music and whatnot, hey, do you have a minute? I want to show you my version of iTunes on my own portal. I'd like to get your opinion of it. Any reason you can think of to get them on that portal is a good reason. You know, You use Facebook, right? I'm not real good at Facebook. I'm kind of a beginner. But my web portal, we have our own social networking tool. It's called Chatterbox. I'd love to get your opinion of it. Come and take a look at it and let me know what you think. Anything you can do to get them on the portal, to expose them to that portal, is a good thing. Word of mouth. Talk to everyone. Show it off all the time, everywhere, and to everyone. Business cards. You can't be an effective retailer and drive traffic to your portal if you go around without business cards in your pocket with your web portal address. And look, you see a couple of examples there. I have the Market America card. You see a couple of other. That business card is a marketing tool. You see some creative examples there. ShopGoodberry.com. Shopping so convenient, it's addictive. That becomes a marketing tool. GreatShoppingNow.com. My web portal address is CashForShopping.com. Okay? Microphone? Okay, hold on. All right, how's that? Better? Yes? So you need a business card. When you want to be, look, when we talk about recruiting, how about this? When we talk about recruiting, we say, be a business card collector. Don't be a business card giver, because they're not calling you back. So collect business cards from people, right? But when it comes to the portal, you got to change your thinking a little bit. You want to be dropping business cards with everybody everywhere all the time. You want to be handing out business cards all the time, everywhere, everyone you talk to. Check out my new internet shopping portal. You know, the guy that you gave that card to today on the soccer field or at the bank or in the office, you know, he's got it in the pocket. He goes home tonight, if he's got that business card and he's sitting by his computer, and he goes, let me check this thing out. He goes, whoa, it's pretty darn impressive, isn't it? Tens of millions of dollars, tens of thousands of manpower hours have gone into developing that portal. The finest minds in the internet marketing world are working on it day and night, and you own one, and that's not what they expected when you gave them that business card. I'm going to tell you right now, it's pretty darn impressive. But if you don't have the business cards, right? So you got to have business cards. Everybody on me, agree with me on that? Okay. I also, that domain name. Think about registering your own domain name, a creative domain name. You saw shopgoodberry.com, greatshopping.com, cashforshopping.com. If you're sharing the portal with a brand new person who's not a registered PC yet, and they go to that portal and they tell marketamerica.com/something, and they mistype it, they may end up at someone else's web portal or at marketamerica.com. And they may think they're on your website, and they may actually register and buy something, but not from you. So I believe it behooves you to spend $8 and register your own domain name, okay? If they mistype my domain name, the worst case scenario is they're going to get a page not found error. But they're not going to end up with somebody else, okay? Okay, point made. Now, this is an example of an email. Next step, what else can we do to market our portal besides word of mouth, besides business cards? Email, it's free. Here's an email that we really don't need anymore because we have a tool on the portal that we looked at several times throughout the weekend to share the cash for shopping opportunity. But you could also write your own email and do it. Email it to your friends in your address book. They may email it to their friends, and they email it to their friends, and it's the whole viral marketing thing. Here's another one. Every so often, we receive exclusive deals on products and services. We, in turn, pass those savings on to our family and friends. Currently, our partner store, restaurant.com, is offering $25 gift certificates for $2. If you dine out or know someone who does, don't miss this offer. It'll end December 15th, and here's how you do it, and there's explanation there. There's a friend of mine, Linda Tai. Anybody know Linda? From up in Massachusetts area. She sent this email out, or one of her distributors did, to their own personal address book, their own family and friends on their Outlook address book. It wasn't a whole lot of people, but she encouraged them, share it with someone who you know who dines out. So they shared it with people, and they shared it with people. She ended up with 34 new preferred customers because she sent that email out. So email, and it didn't cost her a penny, and it didn't take any time. Email marketing. Now, Portal tours. You know the portal. You can give people business cards. They might show up at the portal, but they're not, in all likelihood, going to take the time to cruise around and view every nook and cranny on the portal. It's your job to offer that, and you should be offering that. You could do that one-on-one. They could be on the phone. You could be on the phone. If you have a webinar-type tool available to you, use GoToMeeting. You could set it up as an online meeting. If you're with them face-to-face, and I'm not real scientific about the portal tour. I just get on there and click around and start explaining things. It's not, I mean, I'm being serious with you. That's just me. Just because I say I do it that way, or anything I say here tonight, by the way, doesn't mean that's the way to do it. It just means I'm sharing with you what I do and what Sue does. And we've generated hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales. We're not scientific about it, but we do make the effort to offer every customer we have who buys anything from us. By the way, now that they're a customer, if you have any time later this week or someday, sometime over the weekend, I'd like to give you a little tour of the portal and show you how you can save from 2 to 80% at stores you're already shopping at. Do you have 15 or 20 minutes for that? And it's all we take is 15 or 20 minutes. You with me? Okay. And you got to practice. You got to practice. You got every athlete, every chef, every airplane pilot, every artist practices. You can't just wing it. Pair off. Do it in call rings. You be the customer this time. You're the customer manager. Then switch. I don't care if you have to practice on your dog and cat sitting there in the living room and talk to them and do a portal tour. The more you do it, the more comfortable you get. It gets to be almost second nature. You can almost do it with your eyes closed after a period of time. But you have, it's like anything else. You have to practice. You have to do the drills. You can, with me? Okay, next step. This came from my background as a store owner for many, many years. How many people in here own their own retail business besides Market America? We have a few in here. What your customers want, if you're a business owner today in America, because everybody's got this busy, eat on the run, go, go, go lifestyle, nobody's got any time, they want fast service and they want personal service. And I believe it pays huge dividends to offer that through your portal. I like to have my new distributors, they start with an opening order on the products they want to specialize in. I like them to maintain that inventory. Not a lot of products, just a small inventory. As you sell products, re-inventory it. As you sell them, re-inventory it. When people order, we're going to get them their products fast. And we're going to make it easy for them. I have a separate phone number. Look, it's a Vonage number, or... Pat Live doesn't have an actual live 800. I like to get a toll-free number. So I went to Vonage, cost $15 a month, and I have an 800 number that rings right to a phone in my office. Why do I have that? It's what is that, 50 cents a day or whatever that is? To have a separate phone line with an 800 number that rings in my office. If I'm not there, the machine picks up and I call them back. I'm just trying to make it easy for people to find me when they have questions. And for some reason, there's some psychology with the 800 number thing. It makes you look like a bigger, more important company, right, than having a toll number. You don't have the family phone answering machine going. Your kids aren't going to pick up the phone. It's more professional. So I have a phone number. I also use the live chat feature. This is a feature you have on your portal. If someone is on my portal right now, as I'm speaking, and they want to talk to me, up in the top corner it says, chat with me now. Now, the chat feature on my portal right now is turned off, but I always have it turned off. I don't really use it in the on position, because if you leave it on, I have to actually be sitting at my computer every time someone clicks it. So I leave it off. And why? So what purpose is it if I leave it off? Well, if they click on it, chat now, it opens up a live chat window. If I have it open, they type in a message. Hello, how can I help you? My message comes up. They say, I went looking to order a custom cocktail. Can you help me? And I chat back and say, sure. And what I'll probably say is, sure, are you by a phone? I want to get them on the phone now if I can. If I turn it off, which I would have in the off position right now, instead of that chat window opening up and creating a little conversation like that, it'll say, how can I help you? And then they type in a question, and it buzzes a text message right to my phone, right? And it lets them know I'm not available right now, but I'll get back to them as soon as I can. So they type their question in. And I get them all the time. I could be at the movies. I could be on the golf course. I could be here. I could be eating dinner. And so many times I get those, and I'll call the person up. I'll be at dinner in a restaurant. And I call them up. I said, this is Phil, your customer manager. You had a question about the custom cocktail. And people go, what? I'm still on. I just said that. I'm like, I know. I'm calling you back. They're amazed that you got back to them so quick. So it's really impressive. I love the live chat feature. There's a small fee for that, like $4.95 a month for the live chat feature. Anybody can have it. I believe that if you're going to seriously put serious effort into your retail business, you really should look at getting your own iTransact merchant account. Matt Sumption from iTransact was on the stage this weekend. He gave you the rundown, so this is a revisit of everything that he talked about. If you have your own iTransact account, you can accept payment via credit card anytime, anywhere, for any reason, no matter where you are. You can do product previews and take credit cards. You could be on the golf course. You could be on the phone with someone and just take down their credit card and run a credit card charge. If you don't have an iTransact account, you can't do that. The only way you can accept credit cards is if someone actually goes to your portal and buys a product and charges it to a credit card. And even then, they can only use a MasterCard or Visa. Am I doing good? MasterCard or Visa. Now, come on, let's be serious. You guys are here because you want to be serious retailers, right? And you own the ultimate online shopping destination, and you don't even accept major credit cards? Is that the ultimate shopping destination? To me, it's not. Are you kidding me? So if you get your own iTransact account, you can accept Visa and MasterCard, but you can also accept American Express, Discover, Diners Club. You heard the whole list that Matt Sumption went over. So what else can you do with your iTransact account? Let's look at a few other differences. We went over the additional credit cards you can accept. If you have orders that go through the beginner e-commerce account that many of you have, all your orders go directly to Market America. They totally bypass you. Your customer pays Market America. Market America ships the product to your customer. You're totally out of the loop. Their credit card bill says Market America. To me, you don't really have any customers. You gave them to Market America. They handle everything. You're out. Okay? You have no control of where the BV goes for those orders. You just have a default placement, and it flip-flops back and forth. It goes wherever it goes. The iTransact distributor has total control over that order. They have a buying relationship with the customer. Their name is on that customer's credit card bill, and when they order that product, their payment goes right into their bank account. The beginner account ends up paying Market America, which results in a credit on account. If you want your money, you have to ask for it. It'll go out in a check with the next check cycle. Then it will go through the mail, and then you have to deposit it and wait for the check to clear. That could take weeks to get your money. The iTransact account holder, the money's in their bank the next day. All right? Let's look at some others. The customer pays the distributor. Oh, I went through that one. Orders. Here's another one. I said fast personal service. Market America has their way of doing things, but you can actually improve on one aspect of what they do. If an order is placed on Tuesday at Market America, it's processed on Wednesday and shipped on Thursday. If an order is placed on, my example here is Thursday evening, you get home from work and you notice an order came through your portal, but you have the beginner account. That order is going to be processed on Friday and shipped on Monday, 5 to 6 days ground. Your customer might have it maybe the next Friday, or maybe not till the following Monday. I got home on Thursday evening. I had an order. The money's in my bank account. I got all day Friday to take a little bottle of OPC. I put it in a plastic little bubble-wrapped envelope, peeled the little seal off, folded over, put a label on there, and it's on its way on Friday. And because most of my customers are local, even though I pay for ground shipping from New York to the next town over in New York, many of them get it the next day, which would be Monday. So my customers got their product on Monday. Your product's barely leaving the warehouse in Greensboro on its way north. Now, did you ever buy something online and get the product shipped to you like in a day? Yes? Yes? Don't you love that? And you say, would you buy from that store again, that company again, right? Did you ever buy something online and have to wait and wonder where it is and call up and find out if you could get tracking information? Yes? And you say to yourself, I ain't buying from these guys anymore, right? People want it fast when they shop on the internet. So I like that aspect of it too. Of course, the customer who bought the product through the non-iTransact portal owner got a generic box with Market America bottles in it. Nothing from you. No receipt from you. No information. No contact information of yours. No information on the bottle. Right? And now, 30 days or 60 days or 90 days later, they're ready to reorder. And they're looking at that bottle. And they're digging out that invoice. And all they see is Market America. So what do? They go to Yahoo or Google and they look for Market America. And then they find a website. And for all you know, they might buy from somebody else this time. And then somebody else the next time. And somebody else the next time. The portal owner who had the iTransact account, who maintains a little inventory on the products they specialize in, when his customer got the product much quicker, now that bottle has a reorder label on it that says when it's time to reorder, call 1-800 or your regular phone number or visit www.cashforshopping.com. What else is in there? Maybe a sample of digestive enzymes. Maybe a sample of some skincare product. Maybe a brochure. Maybe just a personal note. Thank you for shopping with us. I'm your customer. Anything like that. It's personalized. They know exactly how to get back to you. They know who to call if they have questions. And people like that. That's the personal touch I'm talking about. I believe that's made the critical difference for us, is offering fast, personal service. To this day, 16 years later, I still specialize in one area of the health and nutrition store. I would say of the several hundred thousand, or whatever the number was in sales we did last year, 99% of that are 6 isotonics products. I don't even really focus on the other extraneous health and nutrition products. It's just me. It's just the way I do it. I like to keep it focused. It serves the purpose that I have. Build my retail for the purpose of having BV to assign downline. I don't want to overcomplicate it. Keep it simple. I'm waiting for your signal. Okay, really quick. Finishing up. So, reorder labels. What else can you put in? A letter. I always have a letter. Every month I change it. Just put a letter in there. My letter this now, the current letter is highlighting what? Cash back, cash back, cash back. I'm pushing that button all day long. Next month I'll change it to something else. Auto shipment. Did you know we offer convenient auto shipment? It's just another way to communicate with them. You can include preferred customer ID cards. You can include a receipt, a handwritten note, and whatnot. Let me skip ahead. These things you heard about through the weekend. We have e-flyers. I don't like to use the paper brochures Market America has. If I give someone a brochure, they talk to me today and I say, oh yeah, hold on. I got a brochure, and I dig in my briefcase and I hand them a paper brochure. You know, that's going to get lost in between the seats somewhere or whatever, right? If I say to them, you know what? Hold on. Do you have a card, something with your email address on it? You don't. Here's one of my cards. Write your email address on the back. When I get home, I'll send you a brochure. Check your email. Now I send him a brochure, and now when he's reading my brochure, he's already on my portal in a position to impulse buy that product. So I like to use the email to a friend feature. E-flyers is something you can send to your existing preferred customers. We have tremendous, colorful, beautiful marketing pieces you could send to your existing customers. You could email out the videos. I'll email you a video. When you get home, check your email. I'll send you a video that explains that product I was telling you about where my uncle got rid of the pain in his knees. Really quick here. Go. Nutraphysical, we heard about this weekend. Advertising, this is what I'm trying to get to. Finishing up quick. Can you advertise your portal? Yes. The answer is yes. There's lots of ways to advertise, right? You could put a print ad out. You could do all kinds of things. But we do definitely have policies on advertising. Read the internet policy and read the advertising policy in the career manual. Talk to your upline certified trainer about the advertising policy. Advertising means you're going to incur traditional cost. You have to weigh the cost versus reward. Can you have a coupon in those direct mail coupon packs? Yes. You probably want to get that approved by Market America before you put it in there, but you can do that. Now you have to weigh the risk versus reward. There's going to be a significant expense to that. Is the reward going to be worth it? You have to decide that. I don't do paid, I don't do print advertising. I've never done it. What else can you do? Search engines. We know there's Yahoo, Google, Bing, and all of these. You go on the search engines, and you can submit your portal to the search engines. Did anybody go to the search engine breakout? Some of you? We had a breakout on this the other night. You can submit your site to the search engines. You can also pay for search and shortcut the process. But again, costly, costly. Here's an example really quick. Yahoo. Let's say you decide you want to market our Dreams product, all right? Now you decided you're going to market it through Yahoo. Now I have to decide if someone's going to search for a product like Dreams, what would they type in when they're searching? Things like sleep aids, safe sleep, sleep remedies, sleeping pills. You just write down all those terms. Those become your keywords. You make that list as long as you brainstorm. Now I have keywords. Now I want to go to Yahoo, click on the bottom of the page on any of these search engines on advertising and read what programs they offer. So they offer a paid search program. What does that mean? I'm going to pay them now to jump my website up to the top of the list. See when someone typed in natural sleep aids? All these websites came up, but I don't see any Market America sites there, all kinds of sites. So you want to get yourself up there, but you don't want to work your way up. That takes search engine optimization. That could take a long time and a lot of expense. You can shortcut it by paying for the search results. So you're going to use their ad program. What does that mean? You're going to decide what your budget is. Let's say you decide I'm willing to budget out $100 a month to advertise Dreams. Now, you decide on a daily budget, $10 a day. Keywords, here's my keywords. Now you have to decide how much you're willing to pay every time someone clicks on your ad. You say 50 cents. Now, someone goes in tomorrow and searches natural sleep aids, and your ad will be on that page somewhere, either on the right column where it says sponsored ads or on the top. Someone sees your ad, they clicked on it, it just cost you 50 cents. So you had $100, you paid them, they charged your credit card, you're down to $99.50. It doesn't mean they bought anything. It just means they clicked and they got in your store. Are you with me? So paid search is a way to get people to click on your link and get into your portal. No guarantee they'll buy. My best advice on this, to finish it up, is if you're going to think about doing something like this, you definitely want to talk to somebody who's done it before, because it's an easy way to drain your bank account if you do it all wrong. You can experiment and just set up a very small budget and play around with it if you want to just, you know, burn a few dollars and get the experience. I am a total novice at it. I've just simply experimented and tried different things. I do it sometimes for a while, sometimes not. I have a good friend, Matt Lucas, who will turn his paid search on every so often just to generate one or two more new customers, and then he turns it off. Now, let's say I did paid search and my budget was $100, and I went through the whole $100 and I got $50 worth of profit on orders through my paid search. You say successful or not? Who says that was successful? Who says not so much? Well, the ones who said successful, I agree with you, but only if you keep those customers. So put 100 in, only got 50 back, and that doesn't sound too good, but if those 50, if that was five customers who spent $10 and I retain three of them who buy over and over and over and over again, in the long run, you're going to make out. So it's sort of like you got to really decide whether you want to go in that direction or not. I'm going to bring Paul up here in a minute. Last thing I'm going to comment on is websites. I get it all the time. Can I have a website that advertises Market America products? Yes, you can. Read the policy. And if you're going to do an AdWords campaign, this really is a must. It's really hard to do a paid ad campaign and point it to a Market America portal or a mini website. There's reasons for that. I don't have time to get into it. So that's another part of making a decision to do paid search, is knowing that you also have to have a website as a landing page for when someone clicks on your sleep aids ad, they're going to land here first, but that's only a landing page. And then once they click anything off your landing page, they'll end up on your portal. There's got to be an in-between, and there's reasons for that. Paul Carlotta, do you want to introduce Paul? All right, thank you guys for listening. We're going to bring Paul up.
Thanks, Phil. That was awesome.
Phil Guido, isn't he fabulous?
My goodness,
he does a great job with that. The one thing I got from Phil that you want to remember is that spend the time you can afford to pay attention. Does everybody understand that? Okay, spend the time. Our next speaker, who'll come up and spend about 10 to 15 minutes with you, is an individual that's been in the business for 14 years. He's an executive director, very successful, but one of the challenges that led him to maximizing his web portal is that he had a health challenge called epilepsy, and basically it reoccurred and sort of kept him in his home for about 18 months. And from that, in building his business, he turned to the website. And he has sold over $100,000 using his Isotonics mini website. And he will share with you some of that insight. He is a fabulous individual. He is working again full speed ahead. He has everything under control. Please help me give a warm welcome to Mr. Paul Carlotta.
Thank you very much. Good evening, everybody. I'll go back 14 years ago when we started, a little over 14 years ago. I had two small businesses and was on the verge of bankruptcy, and actually had filed bankruptcy for those businesses. There was no way out for us. I think advertising's what did me in, to be honest with you, on those businesses, because when you're a small business owner, you spend money hand over fist trying to get people through the door. I had a restaurant and a bar in Ocean City, Maryland. And I tried everything, and you really never try word of mouth with those type things. You hope that works, but you keep advertising. When I was exposed to Market America, it went like this. A gentleman called me up and said, "Hey, Paul, I need you to do me a favor and evaluate this new business, and I want you to take a look at this product." And the product was our Thermochrome, and I looked at the business plan. I saw both, and I said, "I'm in, and I'll take it," because I needed to lose some weight. And I started the business. I had great success. I lost 42 pounds on Thermochrome. Now, I will tell you this. I had no money to advertise, much less do anything else at that time. So what I did was I had my own success story there with the Thermochrome, and I started spreading the word, obviously. Everybody that knew me saw me 42 pounds lighter and said, "I don't care what you're doing. Give me a bottle of it. It could be illegal." It didn't matter. They saw what transpired with me. And I built an amazing retail business with our Thermochrome line. And from that, you know, what I found was that half of the customers that ordered three or four times from me ended up becoming distributors to save to obviously save some money on the product, and because I would use the evaluation approach once I developed them as a customer. One of the things I did not do was try to sell somebody product in the plan at the same time. That worked for my sponsor, but it wasn't working for me. So I cultivated my customers into distributors. I was more focused back then on getting customers to lead me to customers. And so what I did was, every time I sold somebody a product, I always followed up 3 days, 5 days. I mean, you know how it is. You're Arlene. People are chewing OPC3. People would never take any of the product correctly. So I was making, if they buy something once and they don't do it correctly, they have no success, they're gone, right? But if they have success, I have a raving fan, okay? And what I would do is, as I would cultivate these customers, I always said, if you give me 5 referrals, I'll give you your next bottle for free. Initially, I started that with Thermochrome. And through this process, I've had allergies since childhood. OPC3 had eliminated my allergies. So there you go. So I have built an organization for a decade without the internet with OPC3 and Thermochrome, and having customers lead to customers. And what that did in the beginning, and I want to be very clear with this, I had no money in the beginning. The retail profit and the BV that I used within the plan basically is what kept us going back then. You know, we were, we had a young child. Our daughter was 6 months old when we started, right around there. And we, you know, I had no money. I was bankrupt. So we right away started making money with the company. I mean, within the first couple of weeks, I cut my first check, and I never stopped. We were national supervising coordinator 18 months later. And I want to tell you something. That was with a, you know, a legal pad and a dry erase board. Is Dennis still in the room? No. Phil can attest to this. Our literature was so bad in the beginning, okay? Our first mall talk was like a newspaper, two pages, and every time I gave somebody one, they'd end up with ink all over their face. It was terrible. And so really, we, you know, I used them, but it was not good. I look at, you know, I'll fast forward to where we are today, and then I'm going to regress. It's unbelievable what we have today. With the technology that we have, the videos, the e-flyers. I do what Phil does with the cards and get people's information. I also get their address, and I say right away, you know what I'll do? I'll sign you up as a preferred customer so you can earn cash back. And I get on my computer, and I sign them up as a preferred customer. There's no shot of me losing them. They're going in. They're not going to end up on somebody else's site because I'm signing them up then and there as a preferred customer with their information. Of course, I'm asking them for their permission. But then I'm doing it. And anyone, you know, as long as they don't have to buy anything, you know, they're just going to save money, they're more than happy. Okay, sure, go ahead. I'll email you the flyer, the whole nine yards. It works. And we have hundreds and hundreds of customers that we've signed up through this process. But we still do everything just like we did in the beginning. Exactly like we did in the beginning. We're just leveraging the technology that we have. I still ask for 5 referrals every time I sell a product. I still build rapport with our customers. Every time I have an email list that's extensive with people that have bought product from us over the last 14 years. I have thousands of emails and names. Do I overwhelm people? Absolutely not. Once, maybe twice a month, they get something good. If I've got somebody with a lupus testimonial, I'll shoot it out. If I've got somebody with a, you know, fibromyalgia, allergies, I'll send it out. But occasionally, one of the things I see with people blowing up Facebook, I have had unbelievable success with Facebook, but I use it, I'm cool with it. I'm not posting 27 things a day, so people hide me. Do you know what I'm saying? Every once in a while, I put something good up there. People click on it, they read, they ask, they send me letters. Sometimes they'll post something. So I'm using it to cultivate my customers into, or prospective customers into customers. So one of the tips I can give you is, if you're going to send something out, if you're going to post something, make sure it's good content and don't overwhelm people with it, because all they got to do is push hide. And once they push hide, you're gone. You're not getting anywhere. If you get annoying and you're always up there, you're gone. I have got 3 different organizations I'm building right now that have all come from Facebook that became customers and then became distributors that we've reconnected with people, you know, from 20 plus years ago through people's people. So, but again, I'm doing it, you know, I'm cool. So we got that? Because I'm friends with a lot of distributors on Facebook, and you know, some of the stuff I see is just not cool. It's like kind of, you know, it's too much. It can get annoying. For me, I'm sure it gets annoying for the people that don't really know anything. So pace yourselves with that. Let me look at my notes. That's the most important thing about this business, is you just got to be cool and take your time and understand it's a process. Developing, I mean, I have an organization of thousands of distributors. It takes time. We've developed an amazing residual income. It takes time. We've got a lot of customers. It's taken time to cultivate them. But you can get this cash flowing right away and get it operating in the black right from the beginning by developing customers, following up with the customers, and just being cool. Okay, so you retail for cash flow, you recruit for wealth. And that is what I'm consistently recruiting 14 years later. Dennis mentioned I got sidelined a couple years back and couldn't leave the house. And all I did was totally embrace everything JR has been talking about over the last few years with the internet. And now I'm at the point in time where I really don't want to leave the house at all, because I don't need to, which is a lot cooler than it was 14 years ago when I was driving all over the country, okay? You can do things today that we only dreamed about years ago. And what that means for each and every one of you is a decade, 14 years from now, if you're new in the room, I just don't know where you're going to be. I honestly believe the top earners, and when history looks back on this company, the top earners are just getting started now because you've got everything going for you. It's just got the most amazing products, the most amazing technology, and timing. People in this country are looking for something. They're looking to get healthy, and they're looking for a financial vehicle, and we've got them. It's worked for me. It's worked for my family. We've built an amazing lifestyle from this business. And all we do is what you just heard from Phil. We just take the time and take the customers through the process of being a prospective customer, a preferred customer. We follow up with them and get an order from them. We get referrals from them, okay? And then we end up, as I progress a little ways down the road, I use the evaluation approach because they're having so much success with the product to see who they know that might be interested in our amazing business opportunity. I want to thank everybody for coming tonight. I want to give you all one little tip. Tomorrow is the last opportunity you have to buy the to get the special on the mini websites, okay? The two, the Motives, the Isotonics. It's code SP6060. It's available at the trade show. The mini website is what I use because my focus is health and nutrition. It's the Isotonics line, and it's the only thing. I've got my own personal cards that have a personal 800 number on it, like Phil mentioned. I have an 888 number through Pat Live I use, and that forwards right to my BlackBerry or to my voicemail if I hit ignore. So I'd highly recommend that mini website. It's done wonders for me. Thank you guys for coming. We'll see you all in Miami. Have a great evening.